The fire hydrant did not work then, just like this one did not work. Whether it was 30 years ago or whether it was last week, this is unacceptable to me. We must find out how many other hydrants are not operating properly. This is a matter of life and death, and people must have confidence that our hydrants will work.
Hagen said coming off the media reports about Tampa's hydrants, he thinks the entire community may face a lack of confidence that any fire hydrants will work when needed. Paul Vanderbloeg is the director of the Hillsborough County Water Resource Department. He said there was a mechanical failure in front of the home in Northdale last week. He also said the county uses an outside vendor to inspect all of the fire hydrants, but now the county will begin inspecting each and every one of them themselves.
And we have inspected. We're not like the city where they have not inspected. I've identified an issue, and I'm going to show you why I think so. We have a principal concern with quality assurance. We have not done our job adequately in that regard, and I would like your approval. You can see this year, out of 12,000-plus inspections, we received 27 reports of hydrants that were not functioning properly.
A new hydrant has already been installed at the location in question in Northdale, but the bad one had been inspected back in June and was said not to need any corrections. Paul Vanderbloeg says the county will no longer use that vendor that had been inspecting the fire hydrants.
We have five different types of hydrants across the county. That's slightly over 25%. We'll base that on a cross-section by age and manufacturer, complete that by October 15th with repairs by the December, and, of course, anything that's totally inoperative or the emergencies will be handled immediately.
Bill Neesmith is the Hillsborough County Fire Chief. He said the faulty hydrant had no impact on the fire rescue trying to put out the fire.
At the time that they arrived on the scene, the house was totally lost. Okay, they went to a defensive mode, protected both of the residents on both sides of the affected house, and there was no effect at all because of the faulty hydrant.
County Commission Chairman Jim Norman said the county should go after the faulty vendor.
Nobody knows the intensity of the fire versus the distance they had to come and when the truck showed up. I don't know any of that. But my point is the people who inspected that should have some responsibility in this mess instead of just saying you can't contract, you can't put in a bid for the maintenance of their next future 2 or 5 years or whatever.